Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
Okay, here we are. We have another listener email. This is from Tyler out of Lubbock. Wanted to ask you about pranks and hijinks that took place behind the scenes. Sounds like a lot of you were good friends. There must have been practical jokes. Practical jokes.
Practical jokes. Tyler's also loving the show.
Yes. Yeah. Loving the show.
So far.
Hijinks. Like George Clooney style?
Not George Clooney level.
Okay.
No, but okay. There was definitely a lot of stuff. I think one time there was throwing a cup of water fights up on the second floor. So how it worked
sounds very 1950s.
We got bored. The dressing rooms were on the second floor, and then on the first floor was makeup and the entrance to the studios. And we were
actually,
all just,
as I recall, the second floor. I'm sorry to interrupt you, honey. The second floor was dressing rooms, and the first floor was also dressing rooms. But the young,
right.
The cool kids were upstairs,
right.
And the older actors were downstairs. And so we would be upstairs.
Ben was upstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
cool kids. We're upstairs.
Well, he was on the edge, though. He was right next to the steps, so he could get down quicker.
Right.
I was in the dead center.
I was, too.
So I had to bolt.
Yeah, you and I were in the middle.
Me, you, and Lindsay were in the middle.
Yeah.
We would definitely throw, I remember throwing water on each other. We would rearrange people's furniture.
Oh, in their rooms?
Yeah, in their rooms. We completely transform their room. So you'd get in there the next day, and because you if you left your door unlocked,
yeah, that was dumb.
Forget
Don't
about
ever
it.
Leave your door
forget
unlocked.
Forget about
yeah.
it. Your stuff was
Your cigarettes would disappear.
Disappear.
That's all I had was cigarettes in my room.
Yeah, Galen did a lot of good ones. I think they rearranged my furniture one
Hold
time.
On. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but Galen also like this is like a very standard CBS Radford dressing room with like the office carpet and the office coffee table and the shitty chairs, and that's it, right? Galen tore up the carpet and put hardwood floors in his room.
Dude, his place was awesome.
It was dope. It was like a fucking pimp pad.
Yeah, he got new furniture in there. He got like a leather sofa and stuff.
Well, also, he was like, I'm never leaving, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was smart.
Well, he also, I mean, he spent a lot of time in there.
I thought about, I'm so sorry, Tyler, we're really getting off topic, but I thought about, I was in between apartments, and I thought I was going to move back to New York after I left Passions, but I, for some reason, there was some gap between my lease being up and then either leaving for New York, or maybe there was a new apartment or something, and I actually considered living in my dressing room.
Yes, I remember this conversation.
But no, how could I live there if I wasn't on the show anymore? Oh, you know what it was? It was over Christmas. That's what it was. Like, I was losing my apartment, something, but I had considered living
in
my...
You were going to be between places.
Yeah, and I had my cat, and ultimately, I think you talked me out of it. Because, you were like, imagine being in your room at, 3 in the morning, and somebody on the soundstage gets a hold of the microphone and starts, breathing hard or, whispering your name.
Yeah,
which wouldn't happen unless it was a ghost
around, or
janitor let himself in or herself.
Yeah,
we had
female janitors.
We did have female janitors. Yeah. The only hijinks that I can think of, I mean, I'm sure there's more. There was adding. Sometimes we would slip in, something in the dialogue that wasn't there. Like I remember Travis. I think you were the author of Dr. Bad Dialogue.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so. We would, we were talking about fucking Sheridan was dead again.
Yeah.
And talking
in
about
the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. And sorry for the spoiler. And there was some kind of doctor on scene. And I believe, Travis, didn't you walk in and say, I just got the phone with Dr. Bad Dialogue to see if.
His name was.
Dr. Babcock.
Yeah.
And you would say Dr. Bad
Babcock.
Dialogue.
And I was stumbling over the line. And so just like. Walked in and said, I just got the phone with Dr. Bad Dialogue, yeah. And that was a good 40 minutes of
giggling.
Giggling,
just nonstop.
And we could not do that scene.
giggling.
That was also the day that Galen had to do loud zipper.
Zipper body bag.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a problematic day.
Keep a straight face. There was a lot of giggling on there on set.
Well, about Galen, this is also was not a hijink or a prank, but Galen and I got in a fight once.
What?
Yes, we got in a fight about my about my parking spot.
Oh,
do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was like this we caused a scene. Yeah, so I had a
the petty.
I was a real underdog.
Shit,
it was such a petty.
You were, yes,
I was a real fucking underdog, guys. Like this was a like for real thing. There was hierarchy there, and I was at the very bottom.
She was like a chihuahua.
I was a chihuahua.
Walking into the kennel,
I would just bark so loud until somebody would give me a bone. So the way they arranged the parking spots for us was alphabetical. And it just happened to be reverse alphabetical in terms of who was closest to the entrance and the exit. So I happened to get to be closest to the stairs. So I know it sounds so dumb, but if you time this shit out the minute, right? So if your call time is 6 a.m., you make sure that you are in that parking spot by 5:59 and you don't have 30 seconds to spare. So I came to work one day, and I think this is probably... It will jack up your day. It's probably not the first time it had happened. I can't imagine that I would have gotten this freaked out over a first time. I showed up to work. It wasn't the first time. I remember that's why I lost my shit. It was not the first time.
I know. I'm
okay.
Agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So I show up to work, and fucking Galen is in my parking spot. And I'm like, there was other shit going on.
You think?
I think there might have been. And I marched down to the set, and I was like, I said to somebody, get Galen right now. Get him out here right now. So he came out, and he was like, what's up? And I started fucking screaming. We still to this day laugh about this. I said to him something along the lines of, you get the fucking house on the hill and the front burner storyline. At least let me have my fucking party smile.
Oh my God.
He still to this day will say,
now
you got the house on the hill, huh? And the front burner storyline. I was, that was displacement,
God.
I believe, transference. It was something, yeah. Some shrinky thing. But we had a good laugh about that, like an hour later. But I think I was crying. I think I may have started crying.
Yeah. That's a lot of.
And he was, he didn't back down. He really defended himself. I don't know. How could you defend that?
Every once in a while, you know, somebody would park in your spot, and it would be like, you know, ruffle your feathers.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, sorry, someone was in my spot. So you took my spot?
Thing I have. And I remember saying, like, this is all I have.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story. Like, this is all I have. I just have a parking spot. And Galen just being like, what? Like,
really? Yeah.
I wish I would have been there.
But I feel like you were there. Maybe not.
No, I think I heard about this.
You probably heard. I'm sure it was like, it was a thing that people talked about for years.
Oh, that's so good.
Does that do it for you, Tyler?
There was a lot of hijinks. Because, you know, it's just like any place where you work. You know, when the job gets boring or you get kind of tired of sitting around, which would happen a lot.
Yeah.
You kind of had to figure out ways to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Mackenzie actually talked about a time. There was an article that was talking about Mackenzie and how I was trying to pour a water jug on Galen or something like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of water. There was a lot of water play.
It was water, yeah. Because it would mess you up, but it wouldn't mess up your costume.
Yeah, costumes wouldn't yell at you, but they would just scold you.
Yeah. Well, a wet shirt you can put on a hairdryer and it's more of a
not like molasses like what George Clooney does.
Right. Well, he's
advanced.
He's advanced.
He's a real expert.
I'm trying to think. Nah, that seems like, I mean, there was plenty others, but they happened off set as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those under duress. Okay. Yeah. I think that's
thanks,
enough practical jokes for one day. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Bye.
That was Listener Mail.